He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Hi there, friends. I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail. How about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's because we've kept fires from running wild through here. You know, we thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Just across the trail there are those masters of song about America's great outdoors, the sons of the pioneers. They've been waiting for you to get settled so they can do this song especially for you.
Buffalo, 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 they're gone from the plains of Montana.
Buffalo, buffalo,
there's none left in old Idaho.
Buffalo, buffalo,
no longer there's thunder, just bleached bones lie under the snow.
Buffalo, buffalo,
the buffalo,
buffalo, buffalo,
the great shaggy herds fed the Indian.
Buffalo,
from the Sioux down to old Mexico.
Buffalo, buffalo,
now prairie winds sigh, tell of the dying day.
Buffalo, buffalo,
a buffalo,
buffalo, buffalo,
many a humpback bull felt the arrow sting. Winchester's blazed away to down the prairie king. Where is the thrill of the rumbling
buffalo
of 10 million hooves pounding on
buffalo, buffalo?
Lines of history will tell of the mystery. They're gone.
Buffalo, buffalo,
the buffalo,
buffalo, buffalo, buffalo, buffalo, buffalo, buffalo,
buffalo. Golly, there's a lot of tradition back of the buffalo. That grand old animal of the plains. And thanks to folks who look ahead, the buffalo is still around. There are a lot of things in the American scene that are worth preserving, aren't there? On the other hand, there's one particular thing I'm thinking about. If we could just do away with it, it would be wonderful. I'm talking about setting the woods on fire, either carelessly or intentionally. Yes, I said intentionally. The sad fact is that a lot of the forest fires we still have in this country are deliberately set. Deliberately set by folks who probably don't realize the damage they're doing. For instance, some folks still think they can get rid of the boll weevil and other crop pests by burning the woods. Well, it just doesn't work that way. All that happens is that the pests get a little warm because they've dug down into the ground or into wet, rotting stumps. With other folks, it's more or less a habit or custom that is passed down from one generation to another. I'm sure that people like that could put their energy to better purpose if they just think about it. Yes, sir, keeping the woods from wildfire is a full-time job, just like raising a good crop of anything. Remember the boy who found that out? Come, Georgia boy, come listen to my song concerning the man who made no corn. The reason why I cannot tell, for I am sure that he worked right well. In September his corn was knee-high, in October he laid it by. In November there came a great frost, and you can't tell how much he lost. In the winter, I was told, he went a-courtin' very bold. When his courtship first began, My kind sir, did you make any corn? No kind miss was his reply. Long ago I laid it by. It wasn't worthwhile to strive in vain, for I didn't expect to make one grain. My kind sir, you ask me to wed. If that is your way, we'll have no bread. Single I am and single I'll remain, for a lazy man I won't maintain. For a lazy man I won't maintain. You know, most folks believe laziness is a habit. I suppose it is. But it's one that can be broken, just like any other bad habit. And you can't help but admire a man who does it. I think you'll agree that deliberately setting the woods on fire is about as bad a habit as anyone can get into. We can only hope that folks who still do that will work as hard as they can to quit it. What do you think, Loanne?
Yes, Billy, it's hard to believe that in this day and time anyone would go out and set the woods on fire deliberately. Now, I can understand how some folks might feel they got a good reason for doing it, but honestly, if they'd only stop and think, if they'd only take a little time to study the whole business carefully, they'd realize themselves that they were doing wrong. Now, in the old days of the West, there were killers, gunmen who spread fear and heartache across the land. They actually slowed down progress in the building of our country. In these times today, folks have learned to get along together for the most part. We respect each other and each other's property, whether it's a man's home, his fields, or his woods. It seems to me that today, anyone who sets the woods on fire is still a killer of a sort, whether he means to do it or not. I really feel very strong about this subject.
Ooh, boots and Stetson and six guns and the lilies grew high. They grow for a man with a gunslinging hand that before his time must die. They grow in the trail he has traveled, a trail well spattered with lead. They weep for the graves of the many men. They weep for the men now dead. Rides along lonely, no friends, but only the lilies growing high. All men seem to fear him, not one will go near him, and he knows the reason why. His name and fame spread before him, like a carpet of death he knows. One day he'll be slow on the draw, and then for him a lily will grow. A woman may love him, though she knows soon above him the lilies growing high. Then like the lily she'll bow down her head, bow down her poor head and cry. On some boot hill they will lay him, and a headboard will sway in the wind. A lily will nod and gently weep for another gunman's end. Boots and Stetson and six guns and the lilies grow high.
Thank you, fellas. You know, friends, we get so much from our woods and forests. Lumber and pulp wood, rosin, turpentine, and other forest products. They give us outdoor fun in hunting and fishing, picnicking and camping. And, of course, they hold the land that gives us steady supplies of good, clean water. We just can't afford to have these values damaged or destroyed, deliberately or any other way. The law, I'm glad to say, is getting stronger and stronger on this point as time goes on. And since forest fire prevention is getting stronger backing from the law, it seems to me that some folks ought to get with it or smarten up, as the saying goes. How about that, you fire?
It seems to me, and I've been around quite a bit, that most folks want to get on the right road of living and stay on it. I'm willing to bet that when the guy who burns the woods, for one reason or another, finally realizes it's a sin to let fire run wild, he'll end up by getting on the right road, too. My Lord, it's so high.
Can't get over it.
So wide.
Can't get around it.
So low.
Can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
My Lord, it's too high.
Can't get over it.
Too wide, too.
Can't get around it.
And way too low.
Can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
Good morning, Brother Pilgrim.
How do?
Tell me where you're bound.
Do tell.
Tell me if you're heading for some far enchanted ground.
My Lord, it's so high.
Can't get over it.
So wide.
Can't get around it.
So low.
Can't get under it, you must come in at the door.
The Baptists go by water.
Ship ahoy!
The Methodists go by land.
Can't sail.
I'll get there by the grace of God, and we'll all go hand in hand.
My Lord, it's so high.
Can't get over it.
So wide.
Can't get around it.
So low.
Can't get under it, you must come in at the door.
The heavenly crew's at work.
Hard work.
Morning, noon, and night.
No rest.
If you find a sinner on the wrong road, brother, put him on the road that's right.
My Lord, it's too high.
Can't get over it.
Too wide.
Can't get around it.
Too low.
Can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
I've told you once, poor sinner.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you twice.
Two times.
You'll never get to heaven through the open door playing cards and shooting dice.
My Lord, it's so high.
Can't get over it.
So wide.
Can't get around it.
So low.
Can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
My Lord, it's too high.
Can't get over it.
Too wide, too.
Can't get around
and
it.
And way too low.
Can't get under it. You must come in at the door.
Well, look who's coming up the trail now. Big as life with his ranger's hat and shovel and all togged out in dungarees. He's the friend of all who love the outdoors. He's the popular candidate, the people's choice for support this year and every year. He's Smokey Bear with a special message for us.
Hello there, friends. Today I just want to say thanks. Thanks to all of the good people who are supporting me in this campaign against forest and woods fires, especially the JPs, the Justices of the Peace, and the court judges. They're the men who have to enforce the laws against careless, thoughtless, or illegal use of fire. I know that they're as anxious as I am that people be careful and sensible in using fire outdoors. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Well, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, friends, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, this is Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those masters of outdoor songs, the Sons of the Pioneers, asking you to please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest, woods, and range fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing in the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey.